You're listening to Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson, where I'm now at the Shots Trust AGM 2013. I'm delighted to say I'm now standing beside the Vice Chairman of the Shots Trust, Ian Goodright. Ian, I think it's fair to say that the last 3 months for the Trust has been somewhat hectic, with the plan of a full takeover and the launch of the pre-share offer. Can you tell us how the takeover idea came about and the process you went through in trying to achieve this?
Right, okay. In the first instance, when the club went into administration, we didn't believe that we could have sufficient support to launch a takeover bid. So our initial thoughts were that we would try and raise some money and buy our way into a new consortium. But thereafter followed consultation with supporters direct. And through them, they encouraged us to actually think wider and bigger. And through their support and help and guidance, we then moved to thinking, well, yes, actually, we could look to take the club over. And hence, we looked at the avenue to do that, which was through the pre-share offer.
After the Trust released its pre-share offer, you then held a public meeting at the Potters International Hotel, where you had over 350 spectators attend the meeting. Did you at any time after that meeting feel that was called a dream could now become reality and the Trust could perhaps be successful in taking over the football club?
Yeah, I mean, that meeting was really encouraging, a fantastic turnout. That created a very good vibe from that meeting and talking with many fans there afterwards. It really did encourage us to think that, yes, you know, the dream could actually happen.
Bearing in mind the public meeting was well attended, were you surprised at the actual amount that supporters pledged to support the bid overall?
Well, certainly, yeah, we were very encouraged, and say going back to our initial period when we thought, you know, we thought we might raise something like £40,000 to £50,000. So to have raised somewhere in excess of £80,000 in itself was a huge achievement. I suppose it's fair to say that, you know, we were disappointed in the sense that from the initial survey, you know, we were hoping to raise something more to the order of £300,000 to £400,000. Okay, it hasn't happened this time, but who knows? We may be in a position in the future where we can drive that forward.
What are the next steps for the Trust now, Ian? Are there any plans to own a seat on the football club's board? Is that an option you'll look into?
Yes, most certainly. And, you know, we've had various discussions with Shahid and his colleagues. And that is, you know, very much an area that we wish to explore with Shahid and his colleagues. And, you know, we'll be having a meeting in the next few days, and that's number one on the agenda.
Briefly moving on, the last 7 months have been massive changes for the Trust. You've had four new directors in place. Has it surprised you in the last 7 months how quickly things have changed for the Trust?
Absolutely, because when we look back, we were almost on our knees. We had just the four of us. It's incredibly hard work trying to maintain the Trust. And we were really looking at dissolving the Trust, really, because it just wasn't the ability, support to drive it forward. And so to have turned that round into the Trust we have now with 750-plus members is really, really encouraging. And we have renewed vigour, and hopefully we can continue to drive forward.
One real positive, the membership of the Trust is now peaking at around 800 members. Does this just go to show, Ian, how far the Trust have come in such a short space of time and a testament of all the hard work the directors have put in to make this happen?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I suppose like anything, you need a driving force, and whilst the administration of the football club is obviously terrible and sad in itself, you know, that has been the impetus for fans to get interested in the Trust and ultimately join the Trust. And so that is good in itself, and having joined, we want to make sure that those fans continue with their membership for the years ahead.
We're just doing this interview on the back of the AGM. Just sort of give us a summary of how you think this AGM went this year.
Yeah, well, as ever, you know, we're very pleased with the turnout that we had tonight, and to report on the activities that we have undertaken over the last 12 months. Obviously, for the early part of that period of time, it was very quiet, but since Terry joined us at the back end of 2012, he's been a driving force, and we really have moved forward again. And, you know, we leave tonight's AGM with a real positive message, and look forward to the season ahead and for successful times on the pitch as well as off the pitch.
Finally for me, Ian, there are many supporters now contacting the Trust regarding away travel this season, looking ahead to Grimsby Town on the 10th of August. Are there any plans for the Trust to continue with the away travel for the forthcoming season?
Yes, most certainly. We have just waiting for Repton's to confirm the pricing schedule for this season. We have actually just today got a price for Grimsby, so at the earliest opportunity I'll be advertising that coach trip. So we hope that many fans will want to join us, so we can give the team great support on our first away match of the season.
Ian, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Tommy.